Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on The Steve Gruber Show, Monday, February 6th, 2023. Here are three big things you need to know. One, President Biden huddling with top advisors ahead of Tuesday's State of the Union address. Biden flew to Camp David on Saturday, discussing efforts to raise the debt ceiling, Russia's war in Ukraine, and the 2024 presidential race, among other issues. Relations with China also likely to be on the agenda. Two, Democrats making changes to the 2024 presidential primary calendar. During a party gathering in Philly on Saturday, DNC delegates approved moving South Carolina into the top spot for early voting, followed by Nevada, New Hampshire, Georgia, and Michigan also joined the primary window for the first time. And number three, the death toll in Turkey and Syria is on the rise following a powerful magnitude 7.8 earthquake. More than 1,000 deaths now being reported after the quake centered in south-central Turkey was felt as far away as Lebanon and Israel. Multiple aftershocks reported, one of the region's strongest earthquakes in more than 100 years. That's where we start our two of the Steve Gruber Show. Flying along on this Monday morning all across the state, Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Here on the program, joined this hour by Scott Greenlee. He is a candidate for the Michigan Republican State Party chair. Also, Christopher C. Miller. He was acting Secretary of Defense from 2020 through 2021. He has a new book out, Soldier Secretary, Warnings from the Battlefield and the Pentagon about America's Most Dangerous Enemies. We'll talk with both of those gentlemen this hour. Hour three, Phil Wegman from the White House and State Rep Andrew Fink from the 35th District here in Michigan. We'll talk with both of those gentlemen in hour three of today's program. Thanks so much for being alongside. We tell you that that quake in Turkey, yes, has killed at least 1,000, likely many more. We're just getting our first pictures and videos from the country and also Syria. It was right near the Turkey-Syria border. And, there are buildings that are flattened. This occurred in the pre-dawn hours, so people were sleeping. Death toll could get much worse as the recovery process is underway. And we tell you that the balloon was shot down. If you were totally unplugged from the weekend, the Chinese balloon that traversed the country, gathering data, shot down by a military jet and a missile on Saturday afternoon. Now the recovery process begins. What can we find on the bottom of the ocean floor from this China balloon, and what were they trying to accomplish? What did they accomplish? Those are all big questions to ask, and we'll talk with Christopher Miller about that this hour and see what insight he has. I have to highlight this utterly ridiculous question from Face the Nation this past weekend. Senator Ted Cruz was on. He talked about the balloon being shot down over the weekend. Senator Cruz also talking with Margaret Brennan, the host of CBS Face the Nation, about 2024 and his reelection for Senate in Texas. And this is the final question from Margaret Brennan. It's a Q&A. You'll hear both the Q and the A. And I'll get into it after the fact, I guess, why it's such a ridiculous question. But first, hear this. Senator Ted Cruz, Margaret Brennan, CBS Face the Nation yesterday, cut one.
Senator, I want to ask you about something here at home. You also introduced a bill to limit terms to 2 6-year yeah. terms in office for senators. Why aren't you holding yourself to that standard? You said you're running for a third term.
Well, listen, I'm a passionate defender of term limits. I think that Congress would work much better if every senator were limited to 2 terms, if every House member were limited to 3 terms. I've introduced a constitutional amendment to put that into the Constitution.
But you're still running.
And if and when it passes, I will happily comply. I've never said I'm going to unilaterally comply. I'll tell you what, when the socialists and when the swamp are ready to leave Washington, I will be more than happy to comply by the same rules that apply for everyone. But until then,
yeah.
I'm going to keep fighting for 30 million Texans because that's the job they've asked me to do.
Ted Cruz yesterday, Face the Nation, CBS. It's so silly to ask that question. It's so silly to ask the question. You are in favor of term limits, and you proposed a bill to introduce term limits. Why aren't you abiding by that thing that you proposed? This happens frequently with Republicans, and I must say I've not heard it asked of Democrats. This is also the same sort of questions that are asked about the big giant spending bills in Washington that get passed. And there was this controversy, quote unquote, I guess it was right near the end of the year, about Republicans who actually took money from some of these Biden proposals, Build Back Better, or whatever it might be. And so I guess the logic is if you oppose something like all that spending, the money's going to be spent anyway, and so it should only go to Democratic areas. I don't follow that logic either, that those are our tax dollars too. Those are Republican tax dollars too. If the bill passes, you did all you could to oppose it, and it still passes, you shouldn't take advantage of what is available, what it's going to be handed out anyway. It's weird. And this never is reversed. I've never, maybe it's out there, I've never heard a Democrat being asked something along the lines of, generic Democrat, you oppose the Trump tax cuts. You say they are only for the wealthy, and they are blowing a hole in our budget, and et cetera, et cetera. Are you paying the full amount you would have paid before the Trump tax cuts went into effect? Why have you not rejected the Trump tax cuts for your personal income? No one's asked that question. At least not that I've ever seen. And yet this is not the first time that this sort of question has been asked of a Republican. You are in favor of term limits, Ted Cruz. You proposed a term limit law for senators. It didn't pass. It's not law. Why aren't you abiding by that thing that did not become law? What? It makes no sense to me. Ted Cruz wants this to become a policy, but it's not. And so he himself should unilaterally, as he pointed out, unilaterally do it himself and say, well, these other senators can run forever and ever, but because I am fighting to enact term limits, I guess I'll stop my fight to enact term limits, which I believe in, and resign from the Senate. What? But no sense. And if you listen back to that soundbite once again, Margaret Brennan doesn't wait for the full answer. She jumps in and asks him about running for president after 20 seconds of an answer about term limits. So she asks it's not a good faith question, and then jumps in the answer to ask a different question. Again, I invite Margaret Brennan, CBS, anyone else who wants to begin to ask Democrats why they don't abide by policies that they... Oh, how about Elizabeth Warren? She wants a wealth tax, right? She wants a wealth tax. Now, she would not qualify for the wealth tax, but maybe as a show of good faith, she should begin giving 2 cents every year of her wealth back to the federal government. It's a policy she endorses that she's fighting for. Now, it hasn't become law, but if she endorses it and supports it, shouldn't she act on it herself? Pitch in those 2 cents on every dollar that you have in your personal fortune, Elizabeth Warren, or else you're a hypocrite or something, according to Margaret Brennan of CBS. We'll talk with Scott Greenlee coming up next. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Hey parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Where can you find good information on all kinds of topics related to the well-being of our student-athletes? Check out the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. Learn about multi-sport participation, heat and hydration, cardiovascular resources, as well as insurance benefits available for our students. It's all on the health and safety page of MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.